Looks like a glory is coming down. To sit at this window like candles round your room. Core door closed open, open up to some new arrangement of lady love.
Whether you're in your smart car avoiding Hummers or you're in your house avoiding the J-Dubs, there's no avoiding us, the Drew Marshall Show, live through our website and right here on Joy 1250.
Funny how easily fall off.
All right, folks, it is just a thrill and an honor to have this gentleman in studio, John Davis. JohnDavisMusic.ca is where you want to go to find out all things about this cat. This cat? What am I, 70? John, you're a Toronto boy, pretty much, are you?
Well, actually, I'm from Montreal. I was born in Ottawa Hospital, actually. Spent most of my life in Quebec.
Okay, but you're living here now, in this neck of the woods?
No, but I spend a lot of time performing out here. My publicist is from Toronto, so I definitely spend a lot of time in this area.
Yeah.
A lot of relatives out here, for sure.
Is that a good thing? Never know. Getting into the music thing is kind of a weird story for you, is it not? I mean, you know, it's not like you're some child prodigy or something that just kind of, or were you? Did I miss something?
No.
He looks like, no.
No, I wasn't, actually. Yeah, I sounded really bad when I started, actually. I started singing a lot when I was going through puberty. So as you can imagine, there's nobody can really sound good at that point.
No, not even the Biebs.
So, yeah, that was kind of my humble beginning.
So tell us about the accident.
The accident. Well, it's kind of a stupid thing, really. I passed out and hit my head on the cement. After a show in Montreal, and basically took 6 months to recover. Felt like I was kind of stoned and drunk all the time for about 6 months, and because the brain is bruised, and I was post-concussion syndrome. So,
do you think that the injury had anything to do with who you are now in regards to creativity, to being an artist?
Absolutely. Actually, I at the time,
what's it called when somebody gets hit in the head and all of a sudden the word savant comes in there, but there's another word in that descriptor.
Oh.
You know, they become all of a sudden they can play the classical music on the piano after being hit in the head. I can't remember what the word is. I know one word is savant, but I can't remember what the other word is. Ouch! Yeah, ouch! And ouch savant. Thanks, Tim. He's sharp, huh? Anyway, that wasn't you.
No, but that sounds really cool. No, actually, I was already a performer. I was already, you know, out there playing. I had the lead role in a professional musical theater production for the second year in a row. Hmm. And I was supposed to begin playing on tour 2 weeks. In 2 weeks, I was supposed to go to begin rehearsals for this tour. And then I had to call him and say, look, I can't do the show because there was risk of permanent brain damage from do physical activity from dancing on stage because it's musical theater. So at that point, I was like, I just sat around, you know, for like 6 months. The last 2 months were okay, but definitely first four months, I was really lying around in bed, sitting around a lot. But I had time. And that's when I really decided, okay, I'm going to do this album. I'm gonna really do this. Because it's what I always wanted to do anyway, but it's kind of scared to try, really. Actually, for many years, I don't know, just so scared that it would just suck, I guess. But you know,
that's so Canadian of you.
You know, but thank you. It's a very Canadian album. Yeah. So,
I can't wait for someone to release an album that is titled "I Hope This Doesn't Suck."
I hope this doesn't suck. Yeah,
it'd be so good. Listen, I know you don't suck; otherwise, we wouldn't have invited you on our show. can you lay out a little song for us here, man? Your first song. What are you gonna do?
Well, I thought I'd play something sweet, actually, to start off.
Beautiful.
It's Endearing Young Charms. And, as the story goes, in 1811, Thomas More, the words for this poem is actually written by Thomas More.
Morton.
He didn't write it, the poem. I set it to music.
Okay.
And he wrote this for, he wrote the poem for his wife who had developed a rare skin disease, and she was afraid that he wouldn't love her anymore, so he responded by writing this beautiful love poem for her.
Beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. Folks, live on the Drew Marshall Show, Mr. John Davis.
Thank you.
all those endearing young charms which I gaze on so fondly today. Were to change for tomorrow and flee in my arms like fairy gifts fading away. Thou would still be adored as this moment thou art. Let thy loveliness fade. And round the dear ruin each wish of my heart would entwine itself fervently still. If all those endearing young charms should flee in my arms, thou would still be adored. Not while beauty and youth are thine own and thy cheeks unprofaned by a tear, that the fervor and faith of a soul can be known to which time will but make thee more dear. Know the heart that has truly loved never forgets, but has truly loves unto the close, as the sunflower turns on her god when he sets, the same look which she turned when he rose. If all those endearing young charms should flee in my arms, thou would still be adored as this moment thou art.
Absolutely beautiful. John Davis on the Drew Marshall Show. Buddy,
thank you.
You're killing me here, man. Flipping heck. You know, yeah. It penetrates for a couple of reasons. One is, I mean, obviously the lyrics, right? I mean, that's just painfully beautiful.
Yeah.
But the roles that you've thrown on top of that thing is just, it's beautiful. That's twice. That's redundant. And then, look, we've got to talk about the obvious, at least from my point of view, which is the James Taylor thing,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Because that's my go-to guy and has been for 100 years. So when I heard you sing, you see the press release and you go, oh, man, here comes somebody else trying to ride the coattails of James Taylor, right? And then I was like, dude, this is... did I just start a sentence and then I was all like, did I actually no, I didn't say all, then I was like, anyway, I've been hanging around too many high school. You're making me speechless because it's so beautiful. It resonates so powerfully and so deeply, and I hate you.
Nice.
That's what I'm trying to say.
On next week's show.
Thank you.
I think, yeah, have you heard Livingston sing much at all? Because he's got that similar sort of Taylor inflection. Like even James's son Ben has that same kind of inflection, but Livingston has a lot more rasp in his voice, kind of like mine today.
I don't really know his music actually. Very
you well. Talk like yeah. Livingston talks.
Oh, yeah.
Livingston is artist in residence at Berkeley.
Okay,
I think it's Berkeley, and he's actually of all the brothers, all the family. All the musicians in the family, including Sally Taylor, Livingston is by far the purest musician of them all.
Hmm.
He's just a freak show on that. Anyway, so when did you realize that people started saying, "Oh, you sound like James Taylor." I mean, was James Taylor formative in your development, or did you find out later you sounded like James Taylor?
I found out later that I sounded like James Taylor. Actually, he did become an influence, though. I wouldn't list him as like a major influence for me, but he I definitely put him down as an influence.
Creepy if you say he's a major influence.
Yeah, but I mean. But I remember way back in some earlier songs I was writing years ago, I remember just singing a song, people saying, "You must listen to a lot of James Taylor." And I was like, "Who?" You know? "Who's wow. that?" They're like, "You sound just like James Taylor. You mean you don't know James Taylor?" I was like, "Who's James Taylor? What's yeah. his name again? Can I write it down? I want to listen to him." You know, like you know, now yeah. obviously I've heard it enough times sure. that I've checked him out. Sure. And
Does it help or hurt you as a musician in your career sounding so much like?
That's a good question. I mean, I don't know. I don't know if it helps or hurts. Like, I think if an artist can, I mean, everybody sounds like somebody, you know. Mm-hmm. But if I can build on that and be like, okay, John, if I can be like, oh, John Davis is an artist that sounds like James Taylor but brings something new to the yeah. plate and goes beyond and past and farther and higher,
yeah.
then it's like, okay, great. But if it's like he's a copy, that's obviously not
lame, cheesy.
Great.
Yeah, not cool. Yeah. Let's talk about the CD release coming up Friday, April 26th at the Rivoli, ladies and gentlemen, otherwise known as the Ravioli. Have you performed there before, John?
Yeah, it'll be my fourth or fifth time.
Okay.
Yeah.
Have you performed at Hughes Room?
I've never played at Hughes Room.
What is with all these cats that haven't been to Hughes Room? You would own that room, man. You know about it.
Oh, I know Hughes Room yeah. for sure.
You're waiting for the call from Richard's British guy, who just retired, by the way?
Well,
his booker?
Yeah. We thought about doing it at Hughes Room, but decided it. Anyway, I'd already played the Rivoli a number of times, and it just, for this
good
time
fit.
Around, yeah.
Good fit. Yeah, good.
Maybe next time.
Kill me with another one, please. This is so enjoyable for me, John. This is just fantastic.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Well, thanks. Well, this next one's more of an upbeat one.
Good.
So this is called Streets Aren't Paved. That's the second one on the album. Has a full band on the album.
See you looking at me through the crowd from the gallery. Oh, what drew you to me? The bright lights or the verse in G? Oh, it's pretty soon you'll find out that the streets aren't paved and the phone lines out. See, it's même
it out of the park again. Ladies and gentlemen, John Davis in the studio. Absolutely brilliant stuff. We got people from Australia commenting on our Facebook page. They're loving this, man.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely loving this.
Oh, hey, Australia. That's
hey,
awesome.
How's it going, Australia? Folks, a CD release party on Friday, April the 26th at Toronto Hotspot, the Rivoli. JohnDavisMusic.ca is the website you want to go to. JohnDavis.ca. Sorry, JohnDavisMusic.ca.
J-O-N.
Oh, yeah. Gee, I don't even know why I didn't say that. J-O-N. Thank you very much.
Everybody gets it wrong.
Yeah. Yeah. You should buy the other one just to have it. $10 a year. J-O-H-N. Just buy that domain. Keep it as a subdomain. It'll run over into the real one.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Okay. I think I'll take your advice on that.
Now, listen. I don't know this music enough to know whether what I'm saying is stupid or not, but did I stink? Yes. Did I smell Coldplay-ish?
Coldplay?
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a bit of Coldplay in there for sure. A bit of Coldplay, a bit of Radiohead.
Yeah,
but
it's you. It's just you.
There's a bit of British rock in there. Yeah.
You're just so stinking talented. what do you want to be when you grow up?
Well, man, you know, I think about that. I mean, basically, if I can just pay the bills, you know, doing my own music, you know, I think that would be pretty great. I mean, I make my living as a musician, and that's great. You know, doing all sorts of different projects. But if I could just do only this project, that would be pretty amazing.
What gets you down?
What gets me down? Oh man, I don't know.
Country music?
No, you know, sometimes kind of a bit of country music. Depending on how it's done, it can be good. But it gets me down. I don't know.
What was it? Let me rephrase that. I don't know why I'm getting all funky here, but what's been the darkest time of your life?
Well, the darkest time of my life was probably when I hit my head.
Yeah.
Actually. Yeah. Probably the darkest time of my life. It was really scary. And that there was also some like personal trials I was going through with some people that are very close to me. And all those things together, yeah, for sure. That was really dark. I mean, I didn't know if it was going to get better. And I was like, am I going to be like this for the rest of my life? You know, and I got over it. So. Hmm.
When people are down in the dumps, you know, I think we all react differently. I'm not going to paint everyone with the same brush. Some of us wallow around a little bit and refuse to crawl back up the stairs. And someone, you know, the odd time someone will open the door, look down the stairs and say, come on up. And we go, no, for whatever reason. We go, no, I don't deserve to come up or I don't know, whatever. We don't come up. We go, no, you know, eating the mushrooms off the cold dirt down here is what I deserve. Right? The funk that we can kind of get ourselves down into produces interesting things out of people. And I've said this too many times. Tim already knows where I'm going with this. But when I'm in the funk, that's where I'm the most creative. Some people...
Totally.
Are you kind of like that as
absolutely.
Well?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
How pathetic is that, though?
Well, I guess it is pathetic, but or I don't know if it's pathetic or not, but I mean, music can be very therapeutic.
Yeah.
Or creating while you're in a space like that can help you, I guess, climb up those stairs, I guess.
Another thing people do when they're down in that dungeon in the funk, sometimes people do reach up to the light. For many people, that light is a very different thing. Some people, the light is love. It's relationship with another person. Mm-hmm. Some people, it's love and it's relationship with they believe to be a creator, a faith system, a religious paradigm, a tribe of people that they feel embraced by.
Mm.
What have you reached out to over the years?
Wow.
These are heavy freaking
questions. Yeah. No.
I think I hit my head, John.
Well, actually, sometimes I'm reaching out to God or what I believe is God.
Mm-hmm.
Some of my songs definitely reach out to that. I've written some songs from the perspective of God actually speaking to sometimes. Depending like third person or first person, you know, speaking out to people. And yeah, I mean, I've definitely done that. Yeah.
Listen, I just need to pat myself. We've talked about you enough. Let's go back to talking about me. I have booked some incredible talent on this show. Have I not, Tim?
Yes, are you
not?
Drew, you have.
Thank you very much.
Yes, I've noticed, by the way. That's sad. No, it's really amazing. It's an honor to be here.
Well, No, listen, and I put you up there as well, man. I am so glad that Lisa found you for me or something like that. And I am just very – what?
Said how romantic that statement sounds.
Yeah, that doesn't sound right at all, does it? I will be following your career. I just hope it just flies. And I'm, you know, listen, if you listen to my show long enough, folks, you know that I'm a huge supporter of our live music scene. Go out to a gig this weekend. Buy albums. Buy song. Don't buy a song, one song off iTunes. That's pathetic. Go buy an album. And if they sell keychains and mugs and T-shirts, buy those things too. We got to support our homegrown stuff, and John Davis is certainly one of them. So yeah, thanks, man. I really appreciate it. So don't forget, look, the CD release party Friday, April 26th at the Rivoli in Toronto. JohnDavisMusic.ca, and John is JON.
That's right. And show starts at 8:30, doors 8 p.m.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Well, let's go out with one more. So you get ready to set up for this one. And folks, we're saying goodbye on our show with John Davis performing live in the studio. John's going to sing us out. So folks, listen, if you missed any of today's show, go to our website by the end of the week and we'll have all that stuff up there for your listening pleasure. As usual, I have no idea who's on the show next week, but it should be someone good. Tim the Tool and I will be back in the house. And if you're new to this beautiful, great country, please get the heck out of the left lane. Bye-bye.
Up to the sun open wide. Can anyone see? Couldn't anyone see? It's gonna get better. Warm. It's gonna get better. It's gonna get better.